Nolte, Armageddon Time Flops After Director Hopes Trump Supporters Hate It. By John Nolte on October 31, 2022. Armageddon Time director James Gray has yet another flop on his hands after saying he hoped Trump acolytes hate his latest movie. Apparently, his latest box office disappointment, which is all this guy knows how to direct, is a piece of woke tartary. Another sacrifice of artistic credibility laid at the altar of woke by a middle-aged white guy terrified of getting blacklisted and replaced by a cross-dressing Eskimo every bit as capable of directing flops as James Gray is. Get this. According to reviewers, Armageddon Time not only trashes Ronald Reagan, but it also introduces Donald Trump's parents into the storyline as villains. Oh, and that's not all. The movie rewrites Gray's own shameful racial history into a lesson for the rest of us about our white privilege. As a kid, Gray and a black friend shoplifted and got caught. Gray's dad comes to get him, and Gray not only leaves his friend behind, but the director also admits he never saw his friend again. As an adult, Gray didn't even find out that his friend died in a mid-80s drug deal until the year 2000. Did you ever do anything like that as a kid? Let your black friend take the rap and then write him out of your life forever after? I didn't. So why is this racist using his own racism to lecture the rest of us who are not racist or privileged? Could anything symbolize white privilege more than a middle-aged racist white guy handed millions of dollars to rewrite his racial shame into a pompous lecture aimed at people he hates? Anyway. Here's Gray saying he wants Trump supporters to hate Armageddon Time. Hollywood Reporter. Characters are very critical of Reagan in the film. And Donald Trump's parents appear as menacing presences at your school. Are you worried that your film may alienate those outside of blue state America? James Gray, I didn't make it for Democrats or Republicans. In some ways, I made it for Republicans. When you're fighting paycheck to paycheck, it's easy to say, what do you mean, white privilege? I don't feel any fucking privilege. THR. But certainly you see how the current media landscape weaponizes culture. Gray, my only answer would be that I don't really care. It's like saying, do you care that Joseph Goebbels has a real problem with your movie? It's like, no, I don't care. That's an excellent enemy to have. I don't care that Donald Trump doesn't like it. That man is a vile, destructive force in the country and in the world. And if he hates it or if his acolytes hate it, if Ron DeSantis, Mr. Fucking Education Destroying DeSantis wants to hate on my movie, that's fine with me too. And here are the results of that genius marketing move. James Gray's Armageddon Time, the week's biggest new platform release, could manage only $72,000 in six theaters. Given decent reviews, its director, and a cast that includes Anne Hathaway and Anthony Hopkins, that's disappointing. The 1980s coming-of-age story had six top New York/Los Angeles theaters. James Gray, please hate my movie, America. America, we can do that. Well, no one said racists were smart. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.